Richard Pearson, the executive director of the Illinois National Rifle Association, is on the other end of the line this morning. Morning, Richard. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you today?
Good. You know, watching this October 24th veto fall session, we've got two items that I want to talk, and then I have a feeling you'll know more stuff because you're the man. One, Representative Catherine Willis, this is the to create state licensing for gun dealers in Illinois, which is, at my first glance, is I think of that as redundant.
Well, you know, they wanted to find a way to run Illinois gun dealers out of business, and the way they want to do that is to regulate them out of business. So that becomes a real problem, and so we have to really watch all of those bills. Kathleen Willis is a ardent anti-gun person, so anything she proposes is not good for the Illinois gun owner.
And when it comes to this, we're talking about, you know, and I know this because my dad was a gun dealer. I don't know if he still is, but he was for most of my life.
Yeah.
And you know, and he was very particular, which you have to be when you're a gun dealer and federal licensed and who things go to and you know, all the numbers and keeping a register and selling and waiting periods and all these things, right?
Right.
But he deals with the federal government on this, and now the state wants to be in on it too and then enforce their own rules, I'm assuming.
Well, they want to put separate rules in, and those rules will do things like just run gun dealers out of business, like different types of storage rules. You know, I know that one shop that was being built had to put in a new type of, it's an all-concrete building. The building is actually a giant safe. But then they had to put all firearms away every night in the smaller safes. So they have three layers of protection to get the firearm. But when you do that, you think about every showcase that a firearm dealer has, and you have to buy a safe for every showcase, which is about $2,000 a piece. So you're talking about maybe, you know, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 just for storage. Then you have to video every transaction. Every person who buys a firearm is videoed, so they're almost like they're in a police station. And so, you know, they want to harass gun dealers. They want to make guns more expensive. They want to make gun ownership embarrassing, and they want to make it as hard as they can on the gun owner.
Now, would there be an additional fee for the license itself too, Richard?
Oh, absolutely. The one that we looked at, which is now out there, by the way, it's SB 1657. It just got moved to third reading in the House, so we'll hear it next Tuesday probably.
Okay.
Or could. It is. It would increase the license fee. It would give them a state license, but the license alone would be about $5,100 for every 3 years because of all the regulation and that the state does. And so the person who gets that license has to pay the total burden of that regulation. That does not include extra charges that they would suffer every year or every time the state police would come in and review those books.
They'd have to pay for that too.
They have to pay for those guys to come in and harass them.
All right. All right. See, now, the one note we need to make about this when it comes to the state licensing of gun dealers in Illinois, that this bill has already been passed in the Senate, and as you just heard, third reading from Richard, so more than likely hear more about this on Tuesday, but it does predate the Las Vegas shooting. Now, Representative Martin Moylan, Democrat from Des Plaines, has introduced legislation that covers a long array of items, including bump stocks, caliber of rifles, the ability to have 10 or more rounds, large capacity magazines, rapid fire weapons. This bill covers a whole lot of ground, and when anything covers a whole lot of ground, I become in particular suspicious of it.
Well, right. You couldn't even own a World War II 50 caliber bullet as a souvenir that your granddad brought back. You know, and that sort of thing. So all that would either have to be turned in or dewadded, or, and then people who have like an AR-15, they would not be allowed anymore, but those who still have them would have to register just like you register sex offenders in the state.
One of the items that I've seen in the past is that people who don't know much about guns, or maybe they do, it's kind of hard to tell these days. I'm so doggone suspicious so often when it comes to politicians, is the caliber. And they'll say, well, we'll go after, and they'll term it as a gauge. or caliber, but and then not as a gauge, so they could outlaw a certain caliber, which in fact would encompass almost every shotgun, and that's one of the items we've seen in the past.
It is. The shotguns always went by gauges, but 1992, the Secretary of the Treasury under Clinton said that calibers apply to shotguns. So a 12-gauge shotgun is actually 72 caliber. You know, a 20 gauge is, like 67 caliber or something. And a 28 gauge is a small one. It's still 55 caliber. So the only thing that you could have would be a 410.
Yeah,
a
410. Not that I've never had success with a 410, but I'd rather have a little more fun.
That's good for goose hunting.
Yeah, it doesn't reach out very far, I can tell you that. And there's a number of doves safer at Glen O'Jones State Park because of that. So I hope they live full lives. But this in particular, this law is the outlaw of anything that's basically above a 50 caliber?
Right.
Is that right? Okay.
The other thing, though, that it does is anything that's semi-auto that's bigger than a 22, well, that covers all your shotguns. Okay. So if you have a Benelli
gas-operated
Black Eagle 2 or Black Eagle 3 or Winchester or a Remington semi-auto shotgun, all those would fall under that ban.
Right. Know a lot of goose hunters at Crab Orchard Lake that use those very weapons, you know?
Exactly.
All right, but what about...
It actually is aimed at every type of gun owner you can think of.
But what about the bump stocks? Now, let's keep in mind, the previous legislation we had talked about was introduced prior to the Las Vegas shootings. And now this is as a result of the Las Vegas shootings, especially its inclusion in reference to bump stocks.
Right. Well, what they've done is they've introduced all this bump stock stuff, but they've added everything in the world to it. Okay, yeah. So there's one out there that bans bump stocks and tannerite, which is stuff that guys use, to just play around with. You mix it together and you shoot it and it blows up and that makes a small boom.
Yeah.
Like a giant firecracker, actually. It's not particularly powerful stuff.
If you whip it up enough.
The Moylan bill took everything we hate about the semi-autos and caliber bans, and then he added bump stocks into it, hoping to get a rush in there to vote against bump stocks and in the same time wipe everything else out.
All right. Is there any part of this that we didn't cover? We covered because here's another one of these terms. They call them assault weapons, but because you can make a lot of guns look like an assault gun, and it's just the same as any other. It's just got an appearance.
Assault weapons are fully auto guns.
Right. As opposed to the
AR-15 is not. And an AR, by the way, I got asked this yesterday, does not stand for assault weapon. It stands for Armalite rifle.
Right.
Okay, so the mainstream media has changed the name of the gun from Armalite rifle to assault rifle. So, you can't trust them any further than you can throw them.
Right. Control the language and you control the way people think. Now, it's this, so it's what he would call assault weapons, large caliber rifles, 50 caliber models, bump stocks, large capacity magazines. Is there anything else covered by this law that I didn't just hit, Richard?
Well, the fact that you have to register, besides having a FOID card, you have to register with the state police as owning one of these things. Okay.
All right.
So that's where these people who own these things legally are all FOID card holders. They go through a background check every day of their life. Every night I went through a background check. You have a FOID card probably. You went through a background check. Everybody who's listening to this broadcast last night went through a background check. And if they have a concealed carry permit, they went through two background checks. So as a concealed carry permit holder, I go through 720 background checks a year, and that doesn't include if I buy anything.
Yeah.
So
are there other laws that you maybe are just becoming aware of that may be introduced in the upcoming fall veto session or maybe just after? Because, this is the idea. They want to be able to strike where the iron is hot, especially in relationship with the bump stocks. And that's why you got this umbrella thing. We call it a bump stock ban, and then we put everything else in there underneath it.
Right, right.
Is there anything else out there that you're becoming aware of now, Richard?
Well, no, but the day isn't over.
Right.
So, we're watching these things flow out, and people have to remember all those bad bills that we had last year last spring session are still alive. Now, okay, we're up to 4,125 bills or something like that in the House alone, and we have a whole session to go yet. So we're probably going to see 7,000 or 8,000 bills in the House. A lot of those are going to be bad, and the Senate's not quite as bad, about half as many. But by the time we get done with all this, we commonly look at 13,000 bills in every two-year legislative session.
You know,
this is nuts. I mean,
it's interesting, you know, Richard. A few years back, and it was towards the end of the year, and I was doing a year-end wrap-up with someone ahead in the Republican Party, and I said, "Well, what did you do this year?" He says, "It's not important what we did this year. What's important is what we stopped from people from doing."
Exactly. These people are nuts.
Right.
Okay. I have to tell you that. So they have they're radical anti-gun people. A lot of the people that come out. Against all these kinds of stuff and pass all this legislation are radicals that have been elected out of the city of Chicago. I got a picture in this morning about one of our illustrious congressmen talking about gun control. He himself is a criminal.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, well, there's more than one.
Yes, there is.
Okay.
So that's why we can. I might be right even. All right, but here's the thing. What is the stance of the Illinois National Rifle Association on bump stocks? All this other stuff aside, the 50 caliber, the magazines. What about bump stocks? What are your thoughts there, Richard?
Well, the bump stock should have probably never been approved. I have to tell you that because it defeats the auto portion of the 1934 Firearms Act.
Right.
So bump stocks should be licensed like anything else. You can buy a license for a machine gun. You can't have one in Illinois, though. That's the problem with all that, unless you're a police department or a military outfit. But it's been dewatted or something, you know. But anyway, bump stocks are going to be a real problem in this legislative session. They really are.
Here's the thing, though, Richard. I kind of peruse the back pages of magazines on guns and things along that line. Like I said, Dad's a gun salesperson. Has a license. Not that he sells them anymore, but I look around and bump stocks are not the only thing that can make guns automatic.
There are some
other devices, and I mean, I can literally go to YouTube right now, pick a weapon, and learn how to make it an auto, depending, of course, on the weapon itself. But there are devices, and I'm not going to go into detail because I don't want to publicize them.
Hyperlink triggers and all kinds of stuff out
right
there. Probably all those are going to come under strict scrutiny from the BATF.
Yeah, well.
The problem with bump stocks is, we're going to have to do something about those because we haven't got time for the BATF to rule because these people don't, they've attached this bump stock legislation to every other kind of bad bill.
Right.
Okay.
So they can get the votes.
So they're trying to rush this through. And so I know Representative Wheeler has a bill out there, 4120, which only deals with bump stocks. So, they're trying to take every semi-auto with them. That's what they're trying to do with this bump stock bill.
I've seen with the bump stocks is that that once I had one and all I've got to do is scan it and get a 3D printer, we're not talking about a complicated mechanical device here. It's something that's capable of being produced in a 3D printer in relatively short order.
Well, that's probably true, but the point is that they're trying to ban the sale of these things. But they've never been able to ban anything that people can make themselves, like homemade drugs, for example. That's
right.
Worked well.
Yeah.
No moonshining. That's worked well.
Yeah. So this is the one of the issues we'll be hearing among others when
and it's going to be a nasty issue all next session too.
Well, I'm good. I'm glad you gave me a heads up because I know we'll be talking more about it next week when they get underway and keeping an eye on it as well. Richard, is there anything else out there cooking for the gun owner right now, either federal or state, that you think
watching all kinds of goofy stuff out there for the feds too. I mean, that's not my primary mission. My primary mission is to watch at the state level, the Illinois state level, which is as active as any state there is out there.
Right.
So one of the things I will tell every gun owner, listen. You got a thin line of gun owners who are organized in the Illinois State Rifle Association. Okay. None of this would happen if we had 100,000 members. If we have a lousy 25,000 members, it can happen. But if we have 100,000 members or 200,000 members, this stuff doesn't happen. But, you know, even the 300 Spartans at Thermopylae got betrayed. And so, you've got to really watch this stuff. And gun owners have to get organized, and they have to stay organized. That's the subject of my Thursday bulletin. And we have to begin training people on firearms and how to use them properly. Because if we don't train them, the mainstream media will train them. And that's the last thing we want, because they can't even control themselves, let alone anything else.
Illinois National Rifle Association Executive Director Richard Pearson. Richard, as always, thank you so much for your time, sir. Yeah, really appreciate it.